Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBolts with you today for the Moeb Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Tuesday morning, kicking off another big day here in the Moeb community. And grateful, as always, to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. It is always a privilege and a big, fat honor to be with you guys. And I do enjoy it each and every single day. Hopefully you do, too. Hopefully you get some great stuff out of it. And, you know, today's a great day. Today is an amazing gift. It's another opportunity to bring your A game. It's another opportunity to show up and play the game to win. If you're going to bring your A game, you have to see life and business and work and everything that you do as a game. And if you're going to play the game, I want you to play the game with your game face on. I want you to come out ready to rock and roll, ready to win the game. So often, people show up, and they're kind of playing the game. They're kind of going along with the flow, right? They're not really playing the game to win. They're playing the game not to lose. They're kind of hanging in there. They've got a million excuses as to why this is. They're tired. They're burnt out. They're frustrated. They've, quote, given it all they can to this point, and they're just kind of hanging in there. And by the way, that's not necessarily something to be ashamed of. It's better than giving up. It's better than not showing up at all. But my question to you is, are you showing up today ready to play? Do you have your game face on? I found this out, the importance of this, by flying combat. As a U.S. military pilot, it doesn't matter what aircraft you fly, doesn't matter when you serve, doesn't matter what service you served in. Whenever you go out to fly a combat mission, you had your game face on. There was no room to be lackadaisical, no room to take the enemy lightly, no room to allow fear or doubt or second-guessing to win the day. It doesn't mean that you don't have fear. Certainly, fear is part of the equation. And anytime I hear people talk about fearless or people being fearless or fearlessness, I kind of chuckle because when the stakes are high, whether it's in combat aviation or whether it's in building businesses, to be fearless is foolish. To be fearless is to be a little bit irresponsible. But to allow the fear to crush you, to sweep over you like a tidal wave, that doesn't do anybody any good either. And so whether you're flying military aviation or whether you're building a business, to have that mindset that you're not going to allow fear or doubt or second-guessing to win the day, that is what it takes. That's what I mean by having your game face on. You're still going to feel those self. Sometimes that doubt's going to come up and tap you on the back of the shoulder. You got to be clear on what that is, and you got to realize, hey, listen, I'm not going to have any of that today. I understand that it's there. It's part of human nature. And when you're playing the game to win, when you're playing big, when you're doing something really significant, you're always going to have moments of doubt. You're going to have those bouts of doubt. But here's the beautiful part. You get to choose whether or not your self-belief overcomes the self-doubt. You get to decide whether you use the fear as leverage or you allow the fear to crush you. You get to decide whether that second guessing that you have about, man, am I doing the right thing here? Or, I know I'm doing the right thing here. You get to decide which sides of that coin wins. See, if you're pursuing your life dream, your mission, if you're pursuing it with intention, with focus, and with commitment, then you got to get your game face on. I want to talk to you about how to do that right now. Number one, you got to play the game to win and instead of playing the game not to lose. There's a big difference between playing the game to win as opposed to playing the game not to lose. I kind of alluded to this a moment ago. What it means is focusing on not just winning. It doesn't mean just focusing on getting results or having success. It doesn't mean just focusing on closing the deal, getting the money. That's not what I'm talking about. What it means is focusing on putting your best foot forward, doing the best work you can, giving your best effort, regardless of what the conditions have given you. You short on time, you better be more focused. You better be more intentional. Short on money, you better be more creative. You better be more, more enthusiastic about what you're doing. You're short on resources, short on sales, short on leads, short on whatever it is, then you got to get yourself into action mode. And here's the incredible part about playing the game to win. This is the most important aspect, I believe, to just about anything in business, and I want you to pay close attention to this. If you ever have overwhelm, if you ever have doubt, if you ever have moments where you feel like, man, this is more than I can handle, the single best antidote for that overwhelm or that fear or that crushing feeling that this is too much or that you don't have what it takes to win, the best antidote for that is action. Massive, purposeful, imperfect action. I talked about this yesterday, that sense of perfectionism crushes almost everybody, right? And it's one of the most important things that you can get past. So it's not about trying to get it right. It's not about trying to be perfect. It's about going out there and taking some form of action. If you've ever felt disheartened, if you've ever felt like, man, I blew it, or I'm blowing it, or this seems like an unwinnable fight or an unwinnable game, instead of playing the game not to lose, play the game to win by taking action. Reach out to people. One of the most inspiring things I've seen people do, and I've heard this a lot. I've heard this a lot from people, especially lately. They'll say to me, man, you know, I'm just feeling so awful about things. Sometimes it's their health and their fitness. Sometimes it's the way their business is going. Sometimes it's the way their finances are. And they'll say to me, the single best thing that made me feel better was to help other people. Whether it was showing up to guide them through a tough time or to give them my best knowledge, to give them my best best practices, to share some sort of insight, sometimes just to share a little bit of comfort with them, gave that person that was going through a tough time a reprieve from the stress and the pain and the anxiety they were feeling. I think that's inspiring because what that says in that moment is that person stepped away from their own personal pain and stepped into somebody else's life to help them, even if it was just for a few minutes or a couple of hours. Now, does that mean that automatically their bills get paid and that their health returns to optimal, that the relationships just are fixed in a snap of a finger? No. But what it means is that awful feeling that we sometimes feel where we're just kind of hanging in there, playing the game not to lose, goes away temporarily and gives us a foothold so we can start to get the traction we need to start climbing the hill again. And so I challenge you, if you're going through a tough time or if you're going through a great time and you're just looking to ratchet it up and go to that next gear, that next rung on that ladder, that next altitude, do something for somebody else that maybe not necessarily can do anything back for you. Give of your time, give of your wisdom, give of your resources if you can. And do it with the sense that you're not trying to get something in return. It's not about trying to fill your karma bank account, so to speak. It's just about doing it because it's the right thing to do. You'll feel amazing, and it will absolutely give you that new sense of confidence, that new sense of purpose, that sense of contribution. When you focus on the actions that bring the victory, when you focus on the things that you know you have to do in order to get the results, then the results will come. So it's not just about focusing on winning for winning's sake. It's not just saying, hey, I'm going to play this game so I can score the most points and win the game. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about going into every sales opportunity thinking you're going to close every sale, get a yes from every single person, potential buyer, customer, client, whomever. That's not the point. The point is to show up and deliver your best stuff. Hey, however I can serve, however I can give quality, that's what I'm going to do. When you have that mindset, you're playing to win. And guess what? It means dialing in that mindset that you can and will win, regardless of what the outcome is. You're going to show up. You're going to deliver your best, regardless. Next, we got to prepare like Mike. All right. If you remember Michael Jordan back in the day, they used to have this old video or this old commercial that said, "Be like Mike." It was I think it was a Gatorade commercial, and it would show these kids out playing basketball, and they said, "Hey, when I grow up, I'm gonna be like Mike." Well, here's the thing: if you do hundreds or thousands of free throws before and after practice, then you know you can be like Mike. Free throws are the fundamental basic to basketball. In order to be great, you got to be able to do the basics very, very well. You got to be able to do the fundamentals flawlessly. And so as an entrepreneur, you have to ask yourself, what is the proverbial free throw in my business? What is it that I have to do well, fundamentally, so that all the other stuff takes care of itself? Free throws can make a difference in a game of basketball. And Jordan was clutch when it came down to free throws. When they needed those points, when the margin for between victory and error was so small and they needed those free throws, you could count on Michael Jordan. That was the beautiful part. And the reason why you could count on Michael Jordan was because of his intense preparation and his intense focus on the fundamentals. In your business, ask yourself, what are the fundamental things like throwing free throws? It's so simple. You stand a few feet away from the basket, you throw the ball into the hoop. But under pressure, it's a tough thing to do, especially when the team needs those points. What are the fundamental things you do in your business that seem really basic, that seem really easy, that if you don't do them well, if you don't complete that task, they can actually have a huge impact on your business? Things like consistency, things like getting good at writing and communicating, things like showing up and delivering great quality through your value adds, through your content, through whatever it is you do. What are the fundamentals in your business, and how can you do better in those fundamentals? Next, you want to execute like Cuban. And what I'm talking about is Mark Cuban. If you don't know who Mark Cuban is, go watch a little bit of Shark Tank or follow the NBA, the National Basketball Association. You'll know that he's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. And the thing I love about Mark Cuban, he's one of my favorite business minds, one of my favorite people that talks about business, because he's pretty much rooted in reality as much as they come. Right? He's not one of these flashy people. He's not going to teach you a bunch of crap that's all hype and BS like you hear from a lot of the gurus. He's not going to tell you to hustle your face off. He's not going to tell you to 10X your results or your efforts. He's not going to tell you to do that stuff. He's very pragmatic about it. But one thing that he does say, and this is a great quote, he said, "Work like there's someone working 24/7 to take it all away from you, because they are." And I love that thought. Now, you might think to yourself, well, that's a very pessimistic approach, JT, or an outlook. You said yesterday not to be pessimistic. You said to be optimistic. I think it is optimistic. I love the idea that there's somebody out there working 24/7 to take it all away from me. You know why? That tells me they're competing. That tells me they're raising the bar. That tells me that it's my job to get my butt out of bed and get to work, hit it early, hit it often, and hit it like I'm going to win the game. I love that pressure. I love the fact that there's somebody out there that cares enough about what they do. They love what they do so much that they're going to hit it so hard knowing that they could possibly take it all away from me. Now, does it necessarily mean that you have to think in terms of some aggressive negativity, or you have to start thinking like somebody's out there to take away your dream? Listen, if that's a hard thing for you, if for whatever reason you find that to be a negative thought, I challenge you to recalibrate it. Because entrepreneurship is leadership, and leadership can get messy. There are times where you're going to compete. But remember this, the single most important person you compete with is that good-looking person staring back at you when you're brushing your teeth. That person that looks you back in the mirror, you are your single greatest competition. You got to work like there's somebody out there trying to take it away from you. That notion that you can't relent, that notion that you have to give your best effort. If all you've got is a couple hours a day to work on your dream, then make those couple of hours great. Make them focused. Make them compact. Make them high quality. Don't squander the time. Don't squander the day. You got to remember that this is your dream. There might be people out there trying to take it from you. There might be people telling you that it can't be done. It's up to you to make those people wrong. And you make them wrong by showing up every single day and playing the game to win. And finally, play like an underdog, win like a champion. What do I mean by that? What I mean is underdogs are playing for their shot. They're looking to supplant the champion. They're looking to take over and be the next big thing, but not for the sake of the fame and the fortune, for the knowing that they have what it takes, that they were called to rise to the top. That's what an underdog does. And so they train, they play, they put in the hard work, they pay close attention to the details. They realize nothing is given to them. They play with an edge. They play with a chip on their shoulder. And they see themselves as champions. You see, that's the part that I love the most. When you see somebody who rises from the ashes or comes out of obscurity to become, you know, famous or to become very well known, somebody who comes out of nowhere and wins, those people saw themselves as champions before the world ever did. My charge to you is to start seeing yourself as the incumbent, the person that is sitting in the seat. To start seeing yourself as the perennial winner, the champion. And when you start to see yourself that way, everything changes. The landscape takes on a whole new look. The colors are deeper and richer. The sounds are far sweeter. But more importantly, you show up and you know that you've got what it takes to win because you see yourself as a champion, even if right now your status is that of an underdog. My friend, today is your day. Not only is this just Tuesday, this is game day. Time to get your game face on. Time to show up and play to win and not to lose. Time to prepare like Mike Jordan. Showing up, paying attention to the details, doing the hard work, working on the fundamentals. Time to execute like Cuban, working like there's someone working 24/7 to take it all away from you. And more importantly, to play like an underdog and win like a champion. Don't just see yourself as that perennial underdog. See yourself as the perennial champion. Do the work and the actions necessary that you have to take to get yourself to that level, and you will, over time, rise to the top, seize the mantle of champion, and be seen that way, not just by other people, but more importantly, by yourself. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moab Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high. Fly fast and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.